sin. And I thank you for allowing me to be your master of ceremony. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's say amen for our master ceremony tonight. Amen. Amen. Truly, y'all know I got water on my knees. I truly thank and praise God for this great day. And, you know, and I was just sharing with Bishop Centers that the Lord put me smack dab in the middle of a blessing. And no matter how much you, St. John, love me, I just want you to know that God has grown me immensely. Every time someone comes through that door, he grows me. Every time he allows me to hear a word or just to speak with you, he grows me. And I want you to know that we are growing together. And I will tell you this, God has made me a much better woman since coming into St. John. Amen. Amen. And as I stand before you, not only do I have a great blessing in Bishop Center, but there's Pastor Willie Griffin from Greater Mount Olive out of Lebanon, Illinois. I can tell you that I have not seen this man in years. I know it was God that brought him here. And if you never heard him, years ago, when Dr. Martin Luther King first passed, he was preaching at a church, and I didn't, you know, I'm like, I was trying to figure out if they were sure Martin Luther King was dead, because I thought I was hearing Martin Luther King in the pulpit. So my friend has consented to come and to sing, and right after him, then we will yield the floor that Bishop Center can bring forth his musician as we go up higher in the Lord. Please welcome my friend, Pastor Griffin.
Seems that I came on a good night. And I just thank God for the three preachers that I brought with me. I couldn't bring all of them, Reverend King, Reverend McDuffie, and Reverend come on, give me the first letter. Cornish. Now y'all know I'm getting old. Now that's my baby preacher. The Lord is good tonight. To Bishop, I'm Pastor, it seemed that we got here on a good night. I'm trying to think of the words to the song, and I couldn't think of Cornish's name, so, well. But I want to let you know that you have a pastor that God has truly brought through the force of experience. We walk together. We grew together. I learned to appreciate a woman of character and a woman that God has his hand on. I learned to listen to her, and I watched her grow. And we both grew in the same garden. God just saw fit to plant her in this area. And you've been blessed the more as a result of what God is doing for you. And so I want to say God has. Smile on me. God has. Smile on me. He has set me free. God has smile on me. He's been good, so mighty good to me. maybe somebody else can identify with what I'm talking about. God has smile on me. He has set, he set me free. Oh, God has smile on me. He's been good. He's been good. Woke me up this morning, starting me on my way. He's been good. Watched over me all night long, put food on my table. He's been good. So mighty good. He's been good to me. I just want to say it one more time. God has smile on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smile on me. He's been good to me. Happy birthday, my sister.
Today? How about yesterday? How about last week? Amen. God has been so good. The next bishop that I'm about to introduce to you has been very close to me for many years. In my early days, the Lord sent him to basically confirm what he had already spoken. He and my father in the ministry are extremely close. And when the Lord brought him back to us, back to me, it was at a time when there were some very, very terrible things being said about me. And this young man had not seen me for years. But when I heard his voice, he simply said, "Sis, I'm with you." And he wanted me to know that he had my back. That's a friend. When you have not seen him for years, but just because of who you are. He didn't ask me what was going on. He didn't ask me if it was true or if I needed. He just said, "Sis, I'm with you." And I've been trying to get him back for a long time. So St. John, I want to introduce you. If he was as close as he is to my pastor, I could call him Uncle Bishop. So at this point, I would like for you to just stand and say good evening to Bishop John F. Center.
While you're clapping your hands, come on, let's give God a praise. He is worthy to be praised. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Before you take your seat, just lift your hands and open up your mouth and tell God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Another day's journey. Thank you for this pastor. Thank you for St. John. Thank you for safe travel over the highway, and thank you that your spirit is here right now. And how you going, how you going to break out in this place tonight? Hey, God, we thank you, and we worship you and give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One more time, help me thank God and wish Pastor Velda a happy birthday. Come on, just put your hands together for her and thank God for her. You may have your seats. Amen. Pastor Griffin and to the elders that are present, we are glad to be here tonight. We drove today, this afternoon, from Rockford, amen, to be with you on tonight. And I'm glad I'm here. Amen. I am the kind of pastor, I'm not big on a lot of stuff, but I'm big on my assignment, and wherever God opens a door and wherever he sends me, I'll go. Amen. And that's what we have to be willing to do, have to be willing to bear the cost, to go wherever it is that God assigns us, to go to do the thing that he has for us to do. You don't know what one door may lead to another door. May lead to another door. Amen. And so when God opens opportunity, it behooves us to step into the opportunity and the season that God has for us. Let me introduce you to some of my posse. Amen. Our church, Faith Walkers Assembly, is only 15 months old, but God is growing us and blessing us with his favor and his grace. It's not about us. It's all about him. It's all about God. And I'm a living witness as I stand before you that God is a restorer. Amen. And I don't know what happened in this building years ago, but I know that we serve a God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Hallelujah. And I read in his word that the glory of the former house, amen, the house that's coming, the house that's been, can't beat the house that's coming. Amen. You ought to throw your hands up and shout, what's coming is better than what's been. Hallelujah. But let me introduce them on the keyboard. We call him Cheeseburger. Amen. And his son on the drums, that's Burger. Amen. And we have our praise and worship leader with us, Mr. Todd Delaney, and he's going to come and minister to you, and then after he's finishing, we're going to come and share a word with you as long as our strength holds out. Amen. Let me say to you, say publicly that I'm with your pastor. I love her. I support her. Amen. And sometime God sends storms just to teach us how to stand. Amen. And I don't know about it, don't need to know about it, but because I know a God that can bring us through anything. Yes, he can. Amen. A God that can bring us through anything. Come on, let's receive Todd Delaney as he comes and minister.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. I dare you to give God praise in this building. Come on, like he's done something for you. Has he done anything for anybody in here that you don't mind giving him praise in the building? We are just blessed and honored to be here in the midst of the Holy Spirit and here to give God praise and thanks. Is there anybody in the building that doesn't mind saying, I'm in love with Jesus? You know, that was just the best choice that I ever made. All over the building, there's a little song, and I dare you to just think about it in your heart. It just goes like this. It says, I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with me, yes. I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with me. I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with me. I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with me, yeah. I'm in love with the Master, and he's in love with me. Has he rocked anybody in the cradle of his arms and let you know that I'm in love with the Savior. Huh. I said in key, yeah, yeah. Yes, I am. I'm in love with the Master. Yes, I am. Is there anybody else in the building that's in love with the Lord? Huh. Come on, if you're in love with the Lord, just lift your hands and say, I'm in love with Jesus. Come on, and he is in love with, come on, all over the building, like they just said, say, I'm in love. Come on, if you really love him, just say, he's in love with me. Huh. Come on, come on, come on, I'm in love with Jesus. Come on, come on, like you really love him, say, he is. Come on, all over the building, we just say, I'm in love with Jesus. Huh. Come on, I wouldn't have it any other way. Yeah. Hey. Come on, I'm in love with the Master. Yes, I am, Lord. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Come on, real quiet. Everybody say, I'm in love. I'm in love. Come on, all over the building. If you're in love with him, say, he's in love. Say, I'm in love with you, Lord. He's in love with me, yeah. Come on, one more time, I dare you. Come on, from the bottom of your heart. Come on, close your eyes and sing like the Lord's sitting right next to you. Say, he is. Ha! Come on, no other love I know. Just say, I'm in love. Yes, Jesus. And he's in love with me. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour, oh, I need thee, hey, oh, bless me now. I say, yeah. Anybody in the building, come to the Lord. Come to the Lord with all that you have right now. I come. The only way I know how, Lord, I come. God, you have to humble me, but I come. Things didn't go the way I wanted them to, but God, I come. The devil thought he had me, but I come to thee. Yeah. Come on and give God praise in the building. Praise. Praise him, come on. Praise him while you can. Come on, open up your mouth in here. Come on, if you love the Lord in the building, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Give him adoration, give him adoration. Hallelujah. Come on, if he's been so good to you, don't you get tired and give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We just ask for your spirit in the building. I dare you to close your eyes and think about how good and awesome and magnificent God is. Set your hearts on receiving the word of God in this building. Watch it change your life. Does anybody in the building believe that the word of God can change your life? You know what? Let me rephrase that. Has the word of God changed anybody in here? You know that you used to be something else, but God brought you over to the other side. Everybody in the building, I dare you to close your eyes and just think about how God can change you. How you're not what you used to be. If it were not for God, you would be still out there in the streets. You'd be still clubbing. You'd still be drinking. You'd still be smoking. But God changed you. Is there anybody in the building that I'm talking to in here that you know you used to be, but God came and did it? Dragged you out of the street, brought you out of the miry clay, and brought you into the marvelous light. Anybody in here been brought out by the Lord? Hallelujah. oh my, I dare you to think about the goodness of Jesus. See, sometimes we forget to do that. We forget to just think about how he brought us over. We weren't always saved. We weren't always blessed. We used to be streetwalkers. I'm telling you, but God has a way of fixing up messed up things, doesn't he? I dare you just say, he can do it. 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 Yes, he can. We're looking for the Lord to come on in. He can do it. He can do it. He can do it. Yes, he can. He can do it. He can do it. Yeah. He can do it. Yes, he can. He can do it. He can do it. He can do it. Yes, he can. Huh. He can do it. He can do it. He can do it. Yes, he can. He can do it. He can do it. Just say, he can do it. Yes, he can. Just say, he can do it. He can do it. He can do it. Yes, he can. If he's done it for anybody in here, come on and saturate the atmosphere with the fruit of your lips. With the fruit of your lips, just say, thank you, Lord. Come on, come on, come on. You can give him a hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Come on, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I feel him here. I feel him here. Does anybody else feel the Lord in this place? I want to let go, but the Lord is here. He's speaking to somebody right now. He's speaking to somebody right now. God is able to do just what he says. He will do. Does anybody know that? He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. So don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Does anybody know he's able in here? Yeah. Yes, he is. Come on, does anybody know he's able? Just says, he's able. Yeah. Hallelujah. I've seen him do it for my mother. Yeah. He's able. Come on, if you believe he's able, come on, I tell you to declare it. Testify about it in this building. Come on, I dare you to lift your voice and just say, he's able. Come on, when your friends walked out on you, you thought they had your back, but they left your side. They left you. I dare you to shout it now to say, he's able. Come on, I thought they had my back, and they turned and walked out on me. But God, he's able. Yes, he is, yeah. Come on, if you know he's able to restore you, you better let somebody know. Don't you let, come on, say it, say, he's able. Come on, look for somebody in here. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. You need to let somebody know that he brought you out. And just let them know, say, he's able. Come on, he'll do it for you. Come on, just like he did it for me. If you believe it, I dare you to shout it out. Say, he's able. He's able. Say, he's able. Come on, he's able. Yeah, he's able. Yeah, he's able.
Just say, oh. Without your love, Jesus. I don't know where I'd be without your grace, Lord. I don't know where I would be without you, Lord, oh. Without you right by my side, oh my. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
just what he said he will do. He's going to fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Oh, 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 he's able.
Psalm 30. Watch men close doors in my face, but then I watch God open another door. He's able. I thought about giving up on God. I don't mind confessing mine. I thought about giving up on God. 'Cause sometimes it looked like God is just too slow. Hello, hello, hello. Y'all ain't never thought God was just a little too slow? Only to discover that he may not come when I want him. But it's always right on time. Oh, he's able.
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 He's an on time God.
Yes, he is.
Psalm 30. Let me read into your hearing. Thank you. The writer says in verse 30, in chapter Psalm 30, verse 1, he says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. Verse 7 says, or verse 6 says, now in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Verse 7, Lord, by your favor you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face and I was troubled. Verse 11, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And I want to talk just for a few minutes tonight, as long as my strength will hold out, how what went wrong, God made right. How what went wrong, God made right. Thank you, Todd, Cheese, and Burger. Thank you. Thank you. How what went wrong, God made right. Isn't it fascinating how fast things can change? Not only can things in life change in the blink of an eye, but it's amazing to me how one changed thing can affect or influence another part or area of our lives. I don't know about you, but I have had to stop and look and think, how did things happen so fast? How did I get from this to this? How did I wake up this morning going to work and by the end of the day have a pink slip? How did I wake up without a job and by the end of the day have to choose between the job I want and the job I need? Things can change. Psalm 30 is famous to a lot of church people because of one particular verse or piece of a verse in verse 5 in Psalm 30. We repeat it, we hear it often. Weeping may endure a night, but joy comes. See, y'all know it too. Joy comes in the morning. But I want you to stop tonight and look at the whole psalm. We can't deal with it all tonight, Pastor Velder, but there is a message for us tonight. There's a wealth of information in this particular passage of Scripture, and I think we ought to look at it and be inspired and be informed tonight to know that as fast as things can go wrong, God can turn them around. I think we give the devil too much credit for devilment. Because as fast as the devil can make it bad, God can turn it around. I think you ought to lift your hands and shout, God, turn it around. I mean, God can turn things around so fast. He can do it. He can turn things faster than night can turn into morning. Yes, he can. Let me try it again. I said he can change things faster than night can turn into morning. All right. Dr. Griffin, we need to understand tonight that there is a difference now between morning and day. Yeah, I said God can turn things around faster than night can turn into morning, but there's a difference between morning and day. Day is a part of morning, but morning starts while it's still dark. Oh, help me here, somebody. There is a 1 second difference between night and morning. Somebody hold up one finger and say, 1 second, 1 second. there's a 1 second difference between night and morning. The last second of the night is 11:59. Yeah. But when the clock strikes 12, we call it midnight. Actually, it's not midnight. It is the next morning. Yeah. It's actually the beginning of a new day. So 1 second, come on, give me that one finger. 1 second can be the difference between enduring a night of weeping and transitioning into a new morning, and we call it the next day. That's how fast God can turn things around. He can turn it around so fast that the writer says weeping may, he didn't say it would, he said it could endure a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Lay your hand over your heart right now and say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Uh-oh, I feel my preacher right then. And the world can't take it away. The writer opens up this psalm, Psalm 30. He writes and he declares, he says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. Lord, help me preach in here tonight. In other words, he's saying, I'm going to give you praise. Not just praise, God, but I'm going to give you high praise because you lifted me. I find it really odd and really peculiar that even in the church, Pastor Velder, we have haters. And no sense of you thinking that everybody looking at you and grinning at you and smiling at you is on your side. Not everybody wants to see you up, because up is a step up from where, but he says, I'm going to give you praise. I'm going to declare your praise. I'm going to give you thanks forever because you have lifted me up. And the writer says, I'm going to make a vow to praise you because of what you've done for me. And I'm looking in the face of some people in here tonight. You got a past due bill. You owe God some praise. When you look back over your life and see how God lifted you and how he delivered you and how he brought you out, I came tonight as God's collection agency to tell you tonight that you owe God some praise. Come on, take 15 seconds and put your hands together and open up your mouth and pay your bill. If you're close to somebody, go ahead and high-five them and tell them everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Every time I turn around, he keeps blessing me. He keeps making a way. He keeps opening up a door. Don't expect me to sit in here and be quiet. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. So the writer says, I'm going to make a declaration that I'm going to give God praise because he lifted me. Come on, look at verse 1. Look at verse 1. He says, you have not allowed my foe, my enemies, to rejoice over me. Oh, yeah. Lord, you, if it had not been for you, I don't know where I would be. If you had not delivered me out when you did, my haters would have reason to rejoice over me, but you lifted me. Let my haters know that I'm not going to be down long enough for them to have anything to talk about. No. God is going to work so fast on my behalf that they won't have anything to gloat about, because when they get through telling the story, by the time they finish with the end, I will have been delivered out of what they thought I was in. So he said, God, because you lifted me, I'm going to praise you. But then let's continue on, because he says something else in verse 2. He says, Lord, I'm going to praise you because you healed me. You healed me. You not only did you lift me up, because you do know that the blow that is designed to knock you down can hurt you. So God will, though, heal us from the blow that was intended to knock us down and out. Ooh. Where there are the 11 people in here that need to make the announcement to the devil, tell him I'm back. Uh-oh, there was only six. Where are the other five in here that need to jump up on your feet and make an announcement? Tell the devil! Y'all excuse me. Tell the devil I'm back. It looks to me, Dr. Griffin, from this text, it looks to me that his healing was twofold. Twofold. The Lord healed him both physically and spiritually. Mm-hmm. Physically, the writer says, he says in verse 3, you healed me, you did not let me die. Wow. You kept me alive from whatever the sickness was, and you did not let me go down to the grave. Do you not realize tonight that the only reason why you here tonight is because of the Lord's mercy? That you're not here tonight because of you so cute or you so smart or because of who your mama and your daddy was, because your Uncle Bobo and them was a charter member of St. John. You ain't here. You only reason why you here is because the Lord is good. And his mercy endured forever. Do you not realize tonight that there are people that did a whole lot less than what you did and they're gone? Woo. Throw your hands up in the air and shout, I'm still here. So it seems from this text that David was healed physically. He was healed physically. He prayed to God and he talked to God and argued with God. And his argument with God was, now God, now listen now, Lord, if you let me die, how am I going to praise you in the grave? Yeah. If you don't bring me out of this, how am I going to give you glory and give you a dance and give you a shout if death has hushed my mouth, if my arms are folded and I'm in my casket, how am I going to praise you? I hear you. So he's arguing with God, telling God, now God, see, you got to bring me out. You got to deliver me. You got to bring me out. And I promise you, I vow to praise you when you bring me out of this. Oh, let me take a look around this sanctuary, because I'm looking at somebody in this room. You remember the last time you was in your mess, you said, God, if you let me get out this time, if you just bring me out this one more time. I wish I had some more of my bunch in here tonight, because they would be running around the sanctuary right now. When you think about what God delivered you from and kept you out of, you ought to lift your hands and give God a thank you. Him thanks. So David said, I'm gonna praise him because of how he healed me. But he goes on to indicate that God not only healed him physically, but God healed him spiritually. He was healed physically so his enemies wouldn't have a reason to boast over him. So the Lord healed him and kept him from going down to the pit. But he was also healed spiritually. He was healed spiritually. Somebody say spiritually. So that means if he was healed, that means that he must have had some kind of spiritual sickness. Mm-hmm. I think we ought to perhaps look in the text to see if we can find his symptoms. Mm-hmm. Since he was sick, what are his symptoms? Well, in verse 6, listen to what he says. He said in verse 6, I said to myself, in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. Did you see his symptoms? Arrogance and independence and self-reliance. He's sick. All right, y'all quiet right there. Put your hand over your head, take your temperature, make sure that you ain't losing your mind. Because you do know that there are some folk, the minute God bless them with a little something, then they get too busy to come to church to give God praise. I see you in here. You got your hair done and you got your nice little cute outfit on and got your nails done and all that. And now you too cute to give God praise. I think you ought to take your temperature because you got a little fever. Huh? Go ahead, put your arm out and ask your neighbor, take my pulse, take my pulse. Is my pulse all right? Am I doing all right? How you gonna sit up in here with the Lord's money in your pocket and his shoes on your feet and his clothes on your back and you ain't gonna lift your hands and tell him thank you? You something must be wrong with you. I think we need some thermometers tonight and check some. Push on three people and ask them, what's wrong with you? How you gonna sit up in here and be as blessed as you are and you ain't gonna say nothing? You sick. That's what he said. He said, and look who he's talking to. I said to myself. You got to be careful about talking to yourself. There are some things we ought to say to ourselves, but then there are some conversations we don't need to have with ourselves. He said to himself in his prosperity, he said, nothing bad will ever happen to me. I'm so good. I'm so rich. I'm so prosperous. I got so much army. I live in such a big house. All hard times will never find me. I'm doing so good, bad, don't even know where I am. That's what he said. This is a classic case of spiritual sickness. Anytime you feel you don't need God, you're sick. Anytime you feel like, I don't need to go to church, I can just watch TV, I can listen to the radio, you are. Anytime you think that what God blessed you with is enough to keep you, you suffering from fever and dementia. Let me tell you how you got it. Forgetting where all your blessings come from. Now, I hope you ain't in here, but look around and take attendance and make sure that they ain't in here, because some folks are really forgetful. You'll know when they get blessed, they'll walk by you and don't speak. When they do that, just think, oh, baby, it's going to be all right, she. David said, I'm so blessed, I'm all right. And in the process, God said to him, oh, is that right? God said, okay, I'll tell you what. It's in the text, in verse 7. God says, okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you pay attention to your stuff. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to hide my face. You see it in verse 7? He said, Lord, by your favor you have made my mountains. You bless me. But then you turn around, when I thought I was doing this by myself, when I got beside myself, you hid your face and I was troubled. That's like having a car and no direction. Got a bed and can't sleep. Got shoes but don't know where you're going. Sick and got the medicine, but the medicine can't heal you. God said, I'm not going to let you find me. And I think it's really irony for a God that is everywhere can hide in plain sight. God said, I'm going to hide my face. Am I doing all right? I'm going to hide my face. Here's my hand is open, but I'm not going to look at you while I'm letting you have what I gave you. No. That's not good. I need God to look at me. I don't want God to hand me a blessing with his hand open, but he's not looking. I want him to look. I want him to look because in his face is his eyes. And the word says his eyes are over the righteous. Yes, sir. In his face. Somebody say in his face. In his face are his eyes. In his face is his nose. He not only can see me, but he can smell my worship. Yeah. In his face is his mouth. And we live out of his mouth. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. Hey, glory, I can shout right there. Out of the mouth of God. I don't know what you're living on. I'm not living on my bank account. I'm living out of his word. Yes, sir. His face are his ears. His ears are open to the prayers of the righteous. He said, in my prosperity, I said, I'll never be moved. By your favor, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face and I was troubled. How can these two extremes be in the same verse? Blessed, but spiritually bankrupt. Money, but no mission. Lord have mercy. A car, but no compassion. A house, but no heart for God. Shoes, but no light for the path. How did things go so wrong so fast? So David says, Lord, I know I did wrong. I said wrong. I shouldn't have did it that way. How? God made what went wrong right.
All right.
How did he do it? Let me give you these points and I'm going to sit down. Do I have to holler? I don't have to holler, do it.
Help us, Doc. Help us.
Now, I can holler if I have to.
Help us, Doc.
But I don't have to do it. The word is just good, isn't it?
Yeah, I know that's right.
Amen. If it come, it come. But, you know, I don't want to have to manufacture none, but, you know. Here's how God can turn things around so fast. Yeah. First thing that we need to do is we need to pray.
Yeah.
Look at verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. Got to pray. You got to admit, Lord, I'm in a bad spot. I'm suffering from prideful thinking. I thought I could do it on my own, but what I discovered is that there is no other way.
Right.
Where are you tonight that could testify? I tried to make it on my own. I tried to do it my way, but I found out that the only way there is his way.
Yeah.
I got to do it his way. Then after you pray, God will step in, listen, and work it out.
Uh-huh.
Look it out. He'll work it out. Look at verse 11. Look at what verse 11. Verse 11 said, Lord, you turn my mourning into dancing.
Yeah.
Lord, for me, you turn things around.
Yeah.
You gave me reason to rejoice. Let me ask this question tonight as I close this. How many people in here really believe that God is a God of a turnaround?
Yes. I know you. I know you.
Let me ask again. I said, how many of you that really believe, you really got faith that God can turn things around? Well, let me ask this. How many of you don't mind looking however you need to look for God for him to turn it around?
Don't mind.
Is there anybody here? I don't care what nobody got to say. I'm going to do whatever I need to do for God to turn my situation. Well, while I'm asking questions, is there anybody here tonight that need God to turn some stuff around? Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to find somebody and high-five them and tell them, I need God to turn it around. I need him. I need him to turn it around. If you didn't get no response from them, go to somebody else and high-five them and tell them, I need God to turn some stuff around. And not only do I need him to turn it around, but I believe he's able to turn it around. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? I know God is able. I said, where are you? I know he's able. If you got something in your life that you need God to turn around, what I want you to do is tell your neighbor, SOS. Scoot over some. I'm getting ready to get a turnaround. If you believe God can turn it around, here's what I need you to do. Turn back the other way. Now explain yourself to your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, every time I turn around,
to turn around. Tell your neighbor, SOS. God is getting ready to turn it around. Yeah. Hey. Pastor Vail to lay hands, but I'm a lay on hands kind of bishop. But I can't lay hands on everybody tonight, so help me and lay your hands on somebody and tell them, watch God turning around. By the time you get home tonight, God will turn it around. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy. Hey! I'm finished. I'm finished. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. I'm finished. David said, you turned my mourning into dancing. He said, you while I was turning, you took the sackcloth and gave me a garment of praise. Just help me close and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I see you in the future and you look better. Come on, go prophesy one more time. Tell him, I see you in the future and you look better. You don't even look like you've been through what you've been through. Because God is able to take that sackcloth. And so David says, he said, because of what you've done for me, I'm going to renew my vow to give you thanks. Because of what you've done for me, I'm going to make a new vow to praise you every time I think about how you bless me. Would you lift your hands? Would you lift your hands? Just think about how good God has been to you. Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. This economy's down. People can't get enough pay. As for me, all I can say, Lord, I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done. The door to church is open for me. Folks without homes living out in the street. Drug habits, some say, they just can't be. Muggers and robbers, no place seems to be safe. But you've been my protection every step of the way. I wanna say thank you, Lord, for all you've done. For me.
The door is open tonight. Oh, Lord, it could have been me outdoors. No food, no clothes. Oh, left alone without a friend. Or just another number for the church again. Oh, never see fit to let none of these things be. Because of your mercy, keep on blessing me. And I want to say thank you,
Lord, for all you've done for me.
Hey, 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 it could have been me.
Thank you.
Outdoors.
Thank you.
No food.
Thank you.
No food and no clothes.
Thank you.
All left alone.
Thank you.
Without a friend. Or just another number.
Thank you.
The tragic end.
Thank
you. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you.
You didn't let it
thank
end.
You.
Lord, but by your power.
Thank you.
Keep on, keep on, keep on,
thank
keep on.
Never,
never.
Thank you, Lord.
Said it could have been me.
Thank you.
Outdoors.
Thank you.
With no clothes.
Thank you.
No shoes.
Thank you.
Or just another number. With a tragic end.
Thank you.
Oh, just another number, yeah. God, it wasn't me.
Thank you.
God, it could have been me.
Thank you.
God, I'm so glad that you changed. Just wanna say thank you, Lord. Come on, somebody say
thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me.
Said I wanna say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Said I wanna say thank you.